God almighty, does this place look like a DOS house? Get out! Stole this, did you?
Give me my drink!
All right, keep your ear on what you've got. Here. Where'd you get this if you didn't come by it, dishonest?
I earned it.
Doing what?
Look in this basket.
So? Someone steal your laundry, did they?
Wait!
And the Manta Janta. And the Manta Janta. Jadu Janta!
Hellfire! Where'd that thing come from?
Does it fight?
Well, go on then. How?
Magic. Indian magic.
The Crooked Man by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Brian Blessed as Henry Wood. The Crooked Man.
What?
Colonel Barclay, are you all right, sir?
Perfectly all right. Stop fussing.
Carry on with the story, Colonel.
You must be sick of it after all these years.
Don't be so modest, sir.
Very well.
Here you are, Colonel.
Good man, Major. What do the damn doctors know, anyway? Now, where the devil was I? Oh, yes, yes. So, there we were, shut up in Bertie, supplies and ammunition practically gone, the regiment, half a battery of artillery, a company of Sikhs. Damn fine men, too. And a lot of civilians and women folk. Rebels all round us, here, here, here. General Neil's column was here, off to the north and heading up country. We had to get a message to them. But to do that, we needed definite information about the rebel placements. So, I disguised myself and went out to spy out the lie of the land, and I found that there was a safe path here.
And the entire camp was saved.
A thousand lives, gentlemen. But there was one person there that mattered more than all the others.
Gentlemen, a toast. The First Lady of the Royal Mallows, Mrs. Nancy Barclay.
Mrs. Nancy Barclay.
James, I'm sorry to disturb you.
Nonsense, my dear. Just routine business. Besides, how could your presence ever be an intrusion?
Thank you, James. I'm going now.
What is it tonight?
The Guild of St. George cast off clothing for the needy.
You're a credit to the regiment, my dear. Ronald Murphy used exactly those words to me today.
You know what they say about the silver tongues of the Irish?
Well, in this instance, he's absolutely right. A credit to the regiment and a credit to me. You won't be late back?
Oh, no. 9 o'clock at the latest.
Good, good. I like you to be here.
James, it is our Christian duty to look to those less fortunate than ourselves. Blessed are the poor, the good book says. Now I must go. And Morrison will be wondering where I am.
Nancy?
Yes, James?
Don't be gone too long.